The Sentai Review, Episode 90, Mega Rangers Robo. Alright, welcome to the Sentai Review.
Okay.
I stepped on that. I'm sorry. Doesn't seem to have caused anything with the spikes and the deal. I'm just moving.
Then you
over
still
there.
Suck because you didn't go with my idea for doing the talkie thing.
Walkie talkie?
No, we're going to try to fuck up you and Shane being like.
I was going to fuck me and Shane up. Baby bib.
Bib.
They got a .08, didn't they? Or is it a .8?
Bib.
Okay. Bill. Bill's just like,
But yeah, it's a .8.
Come on, Bill. Do the thing.
What's what stuff? Thing?
The intro stuff.
Oh, well, me.
Bill's like, me.
What the...
Okay, Moon, right along.
Let's go around the room.
Sub level Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, proto guy.
Nick the Lone Paladin. Holy shit, Bill.
Contact.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, it's me again.
It's me again, Margaret.
Okay, we're starting on Galaxy Mega.
Yeah, we're doing these Mega... Actually, for us, it was in space.
So wait, which year is this?
97.
If we just got done doing O-Ranger, yeah. Yeah, that would, yeah.
That dude's a shuttlecraft. That's now a robot.
Oh.
Technically, that is what he was.
But he can also change into this.
That's why I said.
They live in him.
He's a shuttlecraft who turns into a giant robot. With the sword.
I don't know if they live in him in their series.
Concerning their series, they're digital.
That, yeah, but, oh man, that is so... without actually showing you, yes, they had a digital theme, but, like, it's hard to explain what was going on, like, off the top of my head. Like, they went to a digital verse sometimes, but they also dealt with a lot of shit, like, here. So, I don't know how to explain it.
So we got a Zord with an M on its chest.
It stands for manly. Or mighty.
Or merry.
Or think my that's God, the, I'm tired.
You think that's the Merry Megazord?
Mm-hmm. Merry Megazord. It's a very jolly old soul.
Next.
Yeah, we're tired now. What the hell is he about to do? Drop a sword?
He's like, dropping the mic sword.
He's dropping the sword. He's like, bitch, we're done with this battle. Done. We're actually not done. Oh, shit, and I can't pick that up. Give me a hand here, somebody.
Next.
That looks pretty sweet.
It's kinda nifty.
Yeah, this is a new CGI style.
That's a really neat CGI style, and it's got a bunch of dirt and shit all over it. Which makes it look like it did something. I can dig that. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, Shane? It's neat. I like it. I've always liked this Megazord, so it's nice.
Though he does have a doofy grin on his face. Look at him.
He's got that Shredder mask thing.
Yeah, but if you actually think that, you know, that little... If you actually look and think that little cut thing in that mask... Is actually his mouth.
That's what it is.
Tin Man?
Hexadecimal from Reboot.
Yep. It's fucking great.
Oh,
Wow.
Yeah. Smiles.
Throwing some reboot in here.
Look,
I need to watch that show again.
Look, peek behind the curtain time. It's 11:44 at night. I've been awake since 4 a.m., so my brain does that weird thing where random shit will pop in. And it's like, I sound smart. I'm not. I'm tired as fuck. At least I'll admit it. So, yes, go an old school reboot.
Reboot.
Pew, pew. All right. Next. Bill's just like,
Oh.
See, I'm sorry. Once it's been seen, damn it, it cannot be unseen. It's either that or he has one hell of an epic mustache.
Mustache.
I can't tell which. You all pick. It's mustache or that's a grin.
I'm going with mustache.
And honestly, I'm still looking at it like a grin, and it's the best. It makes me love this Megazord more.
I want to say it's both. It's a mustache with a grin.
Okay, sure. I was about to make a joke about he'd had to have one hell of a big chin, but never mind. Let's just keep moving on.
Next.
Dude's got a shield. That's sweet as shit.
And he's got mail.
He does have mail.
Oh, damn.
He has mail.
So his antivirus is scanning his emails for him. What a good computer. That's a good computer. It's got to be careful, though. It might actually be spyware that's scanning it. I got nothing. Just go.
Next.
Ooh, a bit of a backside view and
tiny part of what is left of the shuttlecraft is just chilling on his back like a jetpack.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat. He's got little cannons on his legs. Didn't notice before. That's kind of interesting.
It's for walking and shooting.
Walk
and shoot.
Jump shoot.
And the jetpack's for jump shoot.
Yep.
He kicks the bullets at you.
Fucking
kicking bullets, huh?
Kick the bullets.
Just set the bullets in front of me, guys. Why? I'm just going to kick them.
Does he also have guns on his head like a Gundam? Is that what those two holes are?
Kind of looks like it.
Yeah, it kind of looks like it from hanging the lower next to his jaw area.
No, he accidentally left his curls in, you know, when he went to the battlefield. Stupid curlers.
Next!
No. Ooh, shit!
A little drawing.
Yeah, the drawing. Yeah, these are
kind of a Voltron-esque, like, drawing up in here. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
What? What you looking at, Bill? You're looking back for something, what?
The art style of it kind of makes me curious if the same... I've seen this exact same art style through Robotech imagery, too.
Oh! Actually, now that
like
you mention
exact.
It, yeah.
Hmm.
It does kind of feel a little reminiscent of some art styles I've seen for the fully transformed SDF-1.
Yep. I turned around to see it, but that's definitely not the artwork that's on my set.
No, that's not. But some of the other stuff that I have seen is kind of reminiscent of that, too.
And then came the next image!
Yay! Oh, it's a toy!
No.
Oh, man! We know we love this! Actually, that's not that bad
okay.
looking.
Okay, he kind of passes. Yeah. If I was a kid...
I'd play with it.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, I might have been okay with that.
You should
See,
know better by now.
Honestly... I'm going to be honest with you, Bill. I volunteer for Saturdays. Actually, I don't, but I almost feel like I should.
If you look at the packaging, can you guess who the leader is? Because I'm trying to figure it out.
It's the green guy.
Yeah.
It's obviously the green guy.
Are you
it's
sure
Bandai.
It's not that happy face kanji right there, the third from the top?
What?
The happy face looking kanji. It goes X.
Oh, you mean on the right side of the box?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a smiley face kanji. Okay, next.
No, it's Bandai.
Actually, yeah, it's kind of true.
Oh.
That's pretty cool. What the hell is the giant, weird space Scorpion Leech thing doing, though.
In this, you would see them fight in space and kind of fly around and whatnot. This was the first one, in terms of our American shows, for sure, that actually had a lot of movement to him. He was kind of Gundam-esque. He would fight and move his arm around, and he had, like, jets that would shoot from, like, his back, and then he'd go real fast and, like, cut through a guy, and, like, then he'd, like, kind of spin around, and he had, like, guns and shit. He fought in space, and he would fly around. He was a lot more mobile than I remember the other ones at the time.
Well, he also wasn't, you know, limited by, gravity, air resistance, friction of any kind.
Budget.
Budget.
Because they thought their shit was canceled, so we even kind of got to make some of our own scenes, finally.
This is the show that stopped the cancellation.
Yep.
Because Turbo was so...
Great.
Turbo was amazing. I mean, Turbo was killed their entire team every single time they did a special.
Turbo was so bad that they were going to cancel it after Space. The last... It was basically... I actually just saw something about the Rangers a few days ago, and it was because of the finale of Space, where they brought, like, you know, Bulk and Skull, and everybody was, they were inspiring the people to fight back against...
And losing Zordon.
Andromeda, is that her name?
Andromeda?
The woman, who's the Red Ranger's sister. Well... But apparently that finale had so many viewers that it was able to save the show, because it was a hell of a finale.
I cannot remember her name. She later became the Pink Ranger.
Yeah, she became Astronomer.
Astronomer, thank you.
Astronomer was her bad name, but her real name was something else.
I thought it started with an A.
Her real name was Alice.
No.
In Wonderland. Scott's like, damn it,
dude. It's not
no, Astronomer was her bad name as
the bad
guy.
We're just going to go with that for right now.
Crone, yeah.
Next. Damn. Dropping some knowledge.
What an amazing mecha.
Really? Oh, this mecha is very amazing here. I mean, hell, look at it. It's smiling with a big-ass chin. Hell yeah.
Next.
Actually looks better in that one. That just looks like a super creepy smile.
That looks pretty sweet, actually.
That looks like it actually could probably pass as a battle mech for Mech Warrior. That's pretty sweet, actually.
Oh, look. If you notice, it has the male symbol on its waist where the belt would be if it had a belt. You look closely.
It's got the "you got mail" symbol.
I've got mail.
It's next. Got crotch mail, Bill.
Another figure.
Mm. I'm okay with this one also.
Looks a little cheaper than the other one.
This Megazord's got a lot of emails to answer, damn it.
It's got an email on its cock, an email on the shield.
It's there to help deliver the package.
It's got cock mail.
Oh my God.
It's going to deliver that package to all the monsters. All of them.
But you got to make sure if the package arrived. So you got to view the story.
Next.
No, that's just Shane.
Whoa. Holy shit, this Gundam looking motherfucker.
The hell is this thing?
Does that sword turn into a whip? It looks like a whip.
On this figure, it looks like it.
Yeah, what the hell is going on with this thing? It's like all samurai-esque and shit now.
Dude.
It's kind of neat, but...
Stole the whip from Epion.
Okay.
Epion's a cool Gundam.
And? This is a pretty cool Zord.
I'd like to see that Zord fight Epion.
It would lose.
It would definitely lose.
Yeah, this Zord is not creating fun for us. Next,
which is kind of a meh
box for another figure thing.
That's amazing. Next, more fist bumps. Is that like a thing in Japan?
Yes. Everybody wants a fucking fist bump.
Robo fist bump.
Only the robots. The people don't. They want a Vogue.
We've seen quite a lot of people ask for fist bumps too.
We also seen quite a lot of fucking hands on hips, but you know.
Well, that's next.
Bill's look is the best.
Would this robo make you feel better if his hand was on his hip?
You'd probably like it better, wouldn't Bill, you?
Wouldn't you like that?
It would probably help if it wasn't for the fact that my phone's at 9% goddamn battery and you still have like 30 goddamn thousand images to look at.
30,000 of them? Fuck.
I hope to God
forever.
Not. I'm going home.
Like six folders full
I got DCUO tonight.
I'm going to go home and sleep if it's going to take us 30,000 fucking
next.
Things. I'll catch a catnap.
There's the head. That is the shuttle.
Yeah,
that's
a little
on top
detail
of
on the head.
That's a neat CG head,
mm-hmm.
I guess. Just, I don't know just, if those are.
You
cannons.
Know what? You know this makes it look like the head could fly.
Mm-hmm.
Like if the rest of him got blowed up, like I don't know.
Since the Rangers
well,
are
they,
in the head,
they are in that
let's
part.
Say,
so.
Or if it got decapitated.
Let's say that you had a special kind of mech. That you used at the very end of your series to destroy the Gundam. You would have a head that could kind of fly around should the body get destroyed.
Just
and you could have
head.
Big hands.
Seth?
What
do they want?
Amuro?
What do they need?
Head.
And what does everybody love?
Head. Good old wrestling reference.
Shane's all getting pissy
hit
now.
Hit next.
Why?
No, next.
Who am I talking about,
he doesn't
Shane?
Doesn't like the Zeong,
huh?
Bill.
Next.
Zeong was cool.
And we're back.
Hey, look, we're done. Yay.
So that
we
robo's
done.
Done
with this fucking guy.
This is done with this fucking
this
guy.
This guy gets a 3 at best. He's kind of boring. He's a little too basic. I mean, it looks functional, but...
that's my score. A yawn out of 5.
Okay, yawn doesn't give me an extra.
It's a 3.
Though. Okay, a 3. Okay. Because
it's kind of boring. That's why I said a yawn out of 5.
What about you, Seth?
2.
What about you, Scott?
3.5.
I'm going with 3.3.
Because you had to be difficult.
So was that galaxy thing?
2.96. Moving on.
2.96.
That puts us on Super Galaxy Mega.
Super Galaxy. This bitch got cannons.
Yes,
rotary
sure.
Cannons.
He's got
this thing is amazing.
He's
already.
Got cannons for days.
He's got guns for days.
Super Galaxy
and it's
Mega.
It's a weird, derpy looking hat.
Sweet.
I put on my robe and my wizard hat.
Next.
Oh, yeah.
And there's that drawing God. Style again.
Dude, that thing is actually kind of epic as hell.
Man, when that thing shows up, you're just going to have a bad time. Unless you know how to dodge.
Dodge!
Next!
If you went to the Piccolo School of Dodge, you're screwed. I like how the left side, one of the barrels is bent.
Yep.
Cheap manufacturer.
That means Zordon mm-hmm. needs to get off his ass and get somebody else to make his robots.
Zordon wasn't making these.
It's Zordon.
Okay, well, whoever decided to do this.
Zordon was captured.
No, technically speaking, this space when right our show started, Zordon had already sent these Zords to different parts of the galaxy and to the space Nazca or whatever. So the
Nazca.
So that the Rangers, in case of an emergency, could use them. Which then brings up the question, other times when the Zords were destroyed and Zordon was like, oh, poop.
Like, couldn't even just,
crap.
You know, I don't know, been like, Alpha, that one robot we sent to space, yeah? Bring it back.
Right.
Instead he was like, oh, shit. Alpha, we must make new Zords. But Zordon, what about we don't speak about that?
Shit, no he wouldn't.
Stop.
Alpha,
don't view.
That green guy, take his coat.
He would just show up. He would just show up on
Zordon,
their monitors.
I think he's here to destroy the command center. Alpha,
don't take his coat.
Tell them you lost contact with me. Get the fuck out of here.
Next.
Figure.
Is that an actual toy? Or is that just like a picture?
I think that's the toy.
Well, if that's the toy, it's fucking sweet. Especially compared to some of the other ones we've seen.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know.
What toy are we talking
Giant
about?
Giant pyramid.
You jackass. Next.
I figured he was talking about that yellow leg.
Oh, yeah, the yellow leg, too. But the giant pyramid
the
was pretty poopy.
The one that began, Shane, it's Christmas morning.
Next.
Yeah, the good old days. It was only like 6 months ago, but
yeah,
it's still
exactly.
funny. Wow, it's just kind of neat. It's actually got a little bit of blueprint stuff. Is that a fucking jet engine?
Yes.
Yeah. That is awesome. Where's it at?
It's probably on the bottom of its feet.
Then it's butt cunt.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Seth.
<Here we are.
laughs> Yay, Babylon.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to go home and sleep now.
So fucking
I told
awesome.
You I'm 4 hours away from 24 hours awake, goddammit.
Next.
Me brain no work.
Side back views.
Thing is,
It's big. It's
yeah.
bulky. But it's there to kill
bitch.
You.
Next.
Now, my big thing is, like, those shoulder things, those look like they can pop open and shoot missiles. They probably don't. But
explosion.
It would have been cool.
Something got blown up.
He probably flew at it really fast, shot every single bullet that was in the bent cannon, and then just exploded behind it. It was like, yeah.
I can't remember how this Zord fought.
I never watched In Space, so I couldn't tell you.
I honestly cannot
time.
Remember how this
I
one battled.
NCO. At least I think so.
Did you
I don't remember.
Did you watch Cars?
You mean the Turbo?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Then
oh.
And I watched Zio.
I thought you were talking about that Pixar movie. I was like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? Did you watch Cars? Fucking Lightning
McQueen?
The Pixar
movie, no, I didn't.
Did you watch
but,
Cars,
but
Bill?
Turbo, yes.
I don't know.
Which happened before this.
I think I have it, and I think Gwen has watched it, so maybe in passing.
Okay.
That's
that movie's better than Turbo.
Damn.
Speaking of passing, next.
Speaking of passing.
Oh, we're done.
The Super
this guy's done.
Galaxy Amiga!
We'll start with Bill.
Oh, 3.4.
We'll start with, then go to Nick.
And we'll start with, then go to? I'll agree with Bill, sure, it's 3.4.
Then we'll go to Shane. 3.3.
We're slowly decreasing on the line. Scotty, what you got?
3.
Yeah, damn, we dropped. Seth.
Oh, yeah, right. 3.5.
Hey, right back up.
So it's a 3.32 altogether.
I'd like
Woo!
To say we're hating, but we're not. We're just kind of bored. These Zords are way too easy.
That's because we all just got done eating an entire large pizza.
I didn't eat mine. I ate some of it.
Because we,
Oh, so I was the only fat ass who ate all but 2 slices?
We saw some other shit on the other episode that wasn't
yeah,
like this for us.
Then again, we haven't done full robos in a while, too, so.
I think it's this show. I think this is kind of, these mechs are kind of boring. They're blue.
Or yellow.
They're very, I don't know.
Or red.
There's nothing that stands out about them. Sure, they're functional and they look kind of cool and they probably had good battles, but if we're just talking about first impressions, we've never even seen this robot, and here it is. Eh.
So next up, we got the Delta Mega?
Yes.
Oh, Delta Mega.
I think this was like the Six Rangers Mega. Or Six Rangers Robo.
I think I've seen this robot before.
This is what combined with the other one.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I think this is what... Next.
So what, it's fingers or guns?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he kind of sits on top of that Zord we were just looking at.
Yeah.
That's the arms that turn into the cannons.
Does he got, like, 2 pew-pew lasers on his shoulders?
Yeah, they kind of become antennas.
Because they go up and become, like, an antennas for the other mech we just looked at.
Yeah. Huh. I didn't even notice those.
Next.
That tells you how much I'm paying.
I love the toy.
Well, that's poopy.
That one's actually pretty bad.
Oh, he's now you fucked up.
Because that one
you
is
have
too
fucked
big.
Up now.
Dude,
fucked up.
Dude, that thing can't walk. Look at them feet.
Yeah, no
it needs some wheels
feet.
On the bottom.
They're double the size.
Jesus, he can't walk. Yeah. What? Of course he can walk.
Nope, he can slide.
Slide.
Slide very slowly.
Anyway, next.
I am functional.
You're not functional.
Hell I am.
Another one that has a bit more function on the bottom. A bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now look at his arms.
His arms are shorter.
His arms are all dinky and shit. Like I gained the power of legs, but then they T-Rexed me.
Like I said, as soon as we saw this toy. Oh, now you fucked up. Now you fucked up.
Seth, get your knees flexing and your arms T-Rexing.
No.
Next.
Just next, Bill. Oh, what's this glorious piece of shit going to be?
It's a box for the figures.
It's a box. Next. Okay, that's kind of neat.
I'm liking the ship.
The ship's
the
cool.
Ship mode,
the sword?
Yeah.
Not really.
The ship mode's pretty solid.
You know, that actually kind of reminds me of the little ship that the Gundam would fly around on. I don't remember what it's called.
Next.
What was it called, Bill? You know that.
Yeah. The front.
Are you talking about its battle modification for flight? Because it
front
actually
back,
was inside
side
of
view.
It. And then it would disconnect and the Gundam would kind of fall out of it and another piece would kind of... Because it would hold the two shields, which would create the side panels for that little thing. And then there was a top piece and a bottom piece that would connect to the feet and the face piece of the Gundam. And it would kind of be stand up inside of it. And then the thing would fly around and shoot. And then it would deconnect and he'd fall out of it. It was actually like...
Is that
it was
the one that he could also ride around on the back of?
Yes. Yeah. Afterwards, he could jump on top of it, and it would start flying around.
Yeah, he would surf on the back of the little plane thing. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what it was called, though. But that's what that reminded me of.
Next.
Oh, wow. Ooh. That toy looks so much better. Oh, wait. No, it doesn't.
Next.
And we're back. Okay.
Hey, look at that. Okay. Nice.
These are just...
The Delta Omega. 100%
better.
These are giving me some trouble. Let's...
The Delta Mega...
I don't know, 2.8. I'm getting tired of the... They're not impressing
I'm dropping
me.
It to a 2 because I'm getting more and more bored.
Yeah, we got so bored that Shane kind of walked up and used bathroom.
I'm seriously, like, each and every single one
I'll
that bores me more and more, I'm dropping it a full point.
Okay, well, now we're on...
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Score!
He hated it enough to get up and go take a shit. Give it a 2.
Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, because he's dropping a deuce, so yeah.
So
right,
what did the Delta Mega get?
To the start?
2.28, and I got to get up so I could go get a fucking phone charger because my shit's fucking going to die.
Okay, we are on Mega Winger Battle Fighter mode.
Yeah, I think it is.
What?
Mega Winger Fighter mode.
Next.
Wow.
It's yellow.
And white.
Next.
And white.
Wow.
Next. Oh,
whoa,
my God.
Whoa, what the shit?
Wow, look at that firepower it's got there.
That thing's going to flip forward and crash itself.
Now available.
Because it's so fucking unbalanced.
Now available at McDonald's.
Seth. Available now at McDonald's, buddy.
Yep, I know, Ashim.
Jesus, this is terrible.
Next.
Pew, 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 pew.
Oh, now it's double arm cannoning. Woo. Now it's just going to completely topple forward.
That'd be sweet. Yeah. Next. Oh, that's right. That was his personal Zord.
I thought the Delta Mega was, but never mind.
Whatever. I got a cookie.
At least one of us is happy now, Seth. At least one of us.
Oh, this episode's giving us troubles.
This
Next.
Episode brought to you by sleep. Because it's what it's going to fucking put you.
Another backside run.
I might start listening to this episode to go to sleep. I have been, like, literally, I haven't been able to sleep properly, so I've been listening to this, like, sleep meditation shit on YouTube, like a 8-hour thing. I might start listening to this episode to help me sleep.
Next.
Watch all these Zords and be like...
He's about to shoot you with 4 shots.
Yeah, that's nice. Next.
Watch out! Next.
And we're done.
Hey, look, we're back. Oh, guess what? God. I said I was going to drop at another point if it bored me. 1.
What is going on? I don't remember. This show was good. I don't remember the Zords being this boring. They must need to fight to be interesting.
They need to be in motion to be interesting.
Yeah.
Actually, I think part of the problem comes down to a matter of we all got fucked up from work. Well, most of us got fucked up from work today. And by most of us, I mean me and Scotty.
Okay.
So, now because we, like, filmed an episode and then, like, did nothing for a while, and now we're back to doing the episode, we've kind of lost our stride.
It can't be just
that. No, because we've done that countless times and we've had no issues.
There's just nothing like...
Yeah, but not like a 4-hour break.
Oh, yeah, we've had a 7-hour break.
These pictures aren't doing anything for us.
These just suck.
Okay, the Mega Winger score.
I'll kind of give you that one. But
did we rate this guy?
I just did. It's a 1.
Yeah. We have a 1 and then a 1.5 for me.
1.5.
Okay. Whoops, I hit a 4. That's not correct. Okay, there we go.
Bill?
This guy's still at a 2.
He's
boring me.
Shane's still taking his shit, so he really doesn't care to come back.
So he's a 2.
So what's that Mega Winger?
1.6.
It's okay, because as I said... Boredom. If these things keep boring me, I'm dropping a full point each.
What's this one
so
called?
So the next one's going to be a 0.
Roe Voyager.
Oh, wow. It's a red, weird-looking red dude with a missile pack on each shoulder. Whoop-dee-fucking-doo.
Next. Hey, look.
Okay, that does
and now he's
cool.
A football player
that looks,
with missile launchers.
It's a football Gundam.
That looks pretty close to, like, what Gun Cannon was.
Yeah.
That's
it's kind of sweet.
Yeah, I don't necessarily hate it. Next.
Oh.
Hey,
wow.
Hey,
oh, man.
More fucking
I would love to have weird
stop
football guy.
Now
he looks like he's got camera flashes on him.
Now available at McDonald's.
You got sports star for sports ball 20 whatever who's carrying around some stadium lights on his fucking shoulders.
I don't know. Actually, with that description, that wouldn't be a McDonald's toy. That would be the fucking knockoff fucking busted ass packaged fucking dollar store toy.
You know it's really accurate because you said fucking 3 times, Bill.
Which definitely puts it in the dollar store.
Yep. Dollar store.
Because again, I'm tired. Me brain don't work.
Next.
Me English
man. Oh, yay.
There we go.
A bit of a description.
Voyager Machines. Roe Voyager 1. Humanoid robot modeled after an astronaut. What?
How the fuck is that an astronaut?
Piloted by...
Mega Red?
Is that what that is? Mega
Red? Mega Red.
Roe Voyager 1, 15 armed...
No, one
is.
One
oh
is.
My god.
2 missile batteries on its shoulders and also possesses a high degree of
mobility.
However, its slow speed... What?!
requires it to hitch a ride!
No, you stop for a second! What?!
This thing rides on top of the...
Possesses high mobility, which means you are fast. But because it's so goddamn slow, it's got to ride Voyager 3 to keep up with the others.
Isn't mobility how well it moves?
Yes. It's its ability to move swiftly.
But it's
your ability to dodge to the left and the right and the up and the down and the forward and the back.
Which means you should
so
be fast.
So goddamn slow, it shouldn't be able to dodge.
Are we sure that's what mobility means?
Yes. Mobility is your ability to move.
Yeah, but does that mean that he flies fast, honestly?
If you have a high degree of mobility, you have to be able to move swiftly.
Yeah. I can move. I can't fly fast.
I don't know. If we threw you off of a 20-story building, I'm pretty sure you'll fly pretty fast. Until you hit terminal velocity.
Yeah, I was about to say until you hit terminal, but you know.
Well, this guy's in your Christmas stocking.
Well, I just lit my Christmas stocking on fire. That hurts my brain.
Right side back, yeah.
So bad now. Next.
He's awesome.
No.
Next.
He's only awesome because he hurts my brain.
There he is riding it.
Yeah, the Gundam was high mobility, but it couldn't keep up with white base. It had to ride on white base because it wasn't fast enough.
I don't give a shit, Bill. Should be slow. Got to go fast. Next.
I don't know. I'll kind of give you that argument.
Don't care anymore.
Still kind of
next.
Stupid.
It is stupid. Oh, wow. His helmet looks even stupider now.
Good.
That's right. I use incorrect grammar for that word.
That makes
sense. Because
of how better.
Stupid this thing is.
I'm loving him now.
Now he looks like a fucking shy guy with the helmet on.
Awesome.
Look at him.
I love it.
Fucking vacuum mouth motherfucker.
This is sweet.
Jesus.
Next.
And
we're done.
And we're done.
We're
thank
done.
God.
We're
oh, point .5.
That guy gets my first 3.6. He did actually entertain me.
Because he pissed me off.
I'll drop a deuce on it.
Scott's dropping a deuce on it.
Oh, my gosh.
It
which
is
what
Shane's
doing, too.
That's another two. Oh, wait. I should probably hit a plug.
Shane is going to poo this whole episode just so he doesn't have to be in it.
And I have to hold his fucking mic. So it's not on the ground.
Anyway,
this is dumb.
For that guy.
2.22.
Okay, we are on Mega Voyager.
The Mega Voyager.
By the
Voyager?
Way, so far the second guy is winning.
At least it's not as dumb as the last one. Not by much.
Let me help you with your English there. Next!
Oh, he's shooting! And he exploded.
Got that mortar tube
the
out.
The fuck is that?
It looks like he ripped off one of the fucking reactor cores to a nuclear power plant.
That's that thing.
That or it's an oversized cigarette lighter port.
No, no. Yeah. That's that missile the previous Robo had a ride.
That's even more stupid. And I'm done.
That dude was riding a missile? Maybe he didn't deserve low score. He's ballsy.
Let me help with this. Next.
Now it's penciled.
Oh, that
shit.
Doesn't help at all.
That right there is
actually, that does make it a little better.
Yeah,
pencil shading. That's what all these needed. Except for the hand. Now it looks weird.
Talk to the hand.
But honestly,
little baby hand.
The little
talk
baby
to the
hand is okay now because pencil shading. It's fine.
Little baby hand.
They could draw the rest of the Zord, but unfortunately, hands are not their forte. Which is funny because it looks like they're only holding up four fingers. Ha! Go! Next.
Next. Yeah, backside, front, and Mega 4 is part of the back.
And fucking. What?
Next!
Pew!
This motherfucker walks into battle with a roman candle.
Yeah. Yep.
That fires one shot.
One shot, just like that Shogun Megazord.
I'm sorry about the way you said that. It literally made me go all the fucking way back to fucking the Super Star Wars episode. You're like, RPG? I was like, oh god, it's fucking Nick and his JVC.
JVC!
You tell me, JVC, Star Wars game?
Yeah.
By the way, that episode is being re-edited and resized. There was a screw-up on that episode back when it was made.
Yeah.
And
it wasn't me.
It was somehow, when it was rendered, YouTube stuck it in standard. Mm-hmm. So I've re-downloaded it. I've upscaled it the best I could from what little original footage I could find, and I resized it so it's going to be back in widescreen like it was supposed to be, and it's going to be, it's either going to be, it'll either go up in one episode on this channel, or it'll be broke into three parts per game. So, like,
well,
there'll be,
part per
yeah,
game.
One part per game it'll go
so
on
three
there.
Parts.
So do you think if it's broken up into three parts, can you shoot those at me to put them on Vimeo?
Yeah, I guess I could.
Okay.
I'm okay with this because that means people get to watch me in higher definition
good.
Get killed.
It's not good!
And almost get lit on fire.
Yeah, the return of the Sith retard.
Next! Yep.
No, no, that's when we actually get all the NES games.
No, he's dancing with it! Sorry.
He's trying to jig with it.
Bill, Liam Neeson's cock is so big.
Oh, Shane's rejoined us at the perfect time.
How big is it?
He uses, or he lends it out to this Ranger team as its weapon.
That's a good one.
Next.
Oh, I remember this. Gundam.
This Gundam. No, these most certainly are not Gundams. No.
I remember this Megazord. It had the weird dick as a weapon.
Gundan.
No, it's Gundick.
Gundan.
Gundam.
That was one of my favorite things about Gundam Battle Assault 1, was that they had that announcer dude that couldn't talk.
Gundam.
He was like, Gundan, Battle Atoll.
Two.
And you'd be like, what? And then you start the game, you'd be like, you pick it, and you'd be like, Wing Gundan. What the fuck? What? Why do you keep doing
saying,
that?
Do you keep saying Dan and then putting gun in front of it?
Habiki.
That dude was awesome.
Habiki.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Dan Habiki Show. Today we'll be talking all things Dan Habiki. Your special guest will be Dan Habiki.
I'm your host, Dan Habiki.
Next.
We still got to do that joke.
Oh, yay.
ABC Family.
He's got a massive rocket for you.
Yep. Next.
And we're back.
Oh, yay.
Excellent. I'll start
Point
this one
five.
Off.
Damn!
Wow. I told you, the more I get bored, they're just dropping. This should have been a zero, technically.
He's hating.
I'm bored.
Now we're at the hating stage. It's no longer boredom.
Three.
I'll go 2.5.
Yeah, I'm sitting there. About 2.5.
So yeah, me boring. Too.
So what did that void?
Yeah, what did my 2.5 kick 2.2? This thing in the dick to?
So what's this, Wing Mega Voyager? Uh-oh.
Oh, yay.
Did we give a score?
Yeah, it was
2.2.
Okay.
Oh, wow. It got wings.
Red Bull,
does that
man.
Really count as a whole new Zord?
Hey, Seth, I already know what this one's getting. Yeah. Guess what? It's a zero for unoriginality.
Is that really count as a whole new fucking Zord?
Apparently
it was
so.
Listed as a different.
So it
wow.
gets a zero.
Yeah, Bill. Anytime you make the slightest modification, it's a brand new thing. You didn't know that? Huh. I figured you wouldn't.
Next. Yeah, legitimately, it got wings.
Yeah. Now it can soar through the air even
Next.
Better. See?
It, woo.
Look how it soars.
So amazing.
No, that's majestic.
And majestic.
That is majestic.
Especially because the wings are on upside down. Next.
They really are.
So, Seth, you remember like a minute and a half ago when I told you a zero for unoriginality?
Yeah.
It's also for poor functionality.
He's right. The wings are fucking backwards.
Don't worry, guys. We're totally aerodynamic. Why are we going backwards? Don't look at that plot hole.
Carlos,
this
did
thing
you
flies like a brick. What the fuck, Zordon?
I thought this thing was supposed to be aerodynamic.
It is. Carlos put the wings on backwards.
Next.
Technically speaking, they put them on upside down.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, they're just, you know, aiming the wrong way. It's okay.
Yeah.
That's why he's falling. Right there. Oh, Jesus crap! I hope a monster totally gets in my way so I can stop his face to break my fucking fall!
Next.
Do it to break this fucking shocks of this bitch!
We're done with this wing.
Bill, start with getting. Well, Nick started.
Nick started with a zero!
No, this dude gets a 3.1. His scores are going back. I'm enjoying the episode now. Fucking backwards wings, Roman candle bombs, Nick, I'm having a good time now.
Hey, Michelle, see me, you're walking by right now. I'm sorry, I'm punching my brother in the dick by the end of this episode. So you're not probably going to get any schnoosh-schnoosh tonight. I'm
three.
Sorry.
Oh, shit. Let's go with 3.2.
Yeah.
Amanda, I'm punching Shane in the dick, too.
Well, what about you, Seth? What are you giving that? The upside down wing.
Come on, test me, Seth. I'll go 3 for 3.
2.5.
All right, Scotty. So,
I gave it a 3, but what's the score?
Hold on, I got to make sure I got all 5 of us. Yes, okay.
Oh,
fuck you, Bill.
Oh, fuck.
Why are you saying fuck you, Bill? I gave it the highest score.
Fuck you too, Shane.
Thank you.
You guys are making me hit wrong buttons laughing so damn hard.
Good. At least maybe something entertaining will happen out of this goddamn episode.
I had to.
It only took until 40 fucking minutes in. I'm sorry, 46 fucking minutes in. I hope
Nick.
To God someone makes it this long.
Nick.
2.36.
Scott, for the love of Christ, put a thing in the description of a timestamp for when I start ranting and be like, jump to here for hilarity.
I had to give
it
a 3.0.
Don't forget
a build
to
up.
Use that image we found of please ignore technical difficulties, raving jackasses.
Yes.
I had to give it a 3.2.
I got
to
go back and
that
find it.
That was original.
Yeah, I know.
And funny.
Okay, what's this one? Ultra Galaxy Mega?
Yep.
I swear to Christ.
No clue. Apparently it's one picture. Huzzah.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow, what the fuck?
Oh, crap. Now I remember this.
The fuck is this?
Oh, shit.
What?
Again, I think I'm going to go back to my whitest kids you know, Abe Lincoln skit.
Fucking shit.
Quote here.
I forgot about this.
Now you fucked up. Now you fucked up.
So this is a Titanus with a missile and two shuttles with the Megazord standing on its back.
Because, Bill, it's a Daizujin. Like, if it could be, like, the ultimate, only they didn't quite make it to ultimate, so it's not an ultimate Daizujin, but, I mean, it's still, like,
Mega
a
Mega?
Daizujin.
There's an issue,
it's
though.
It's like a Mega
there's
Daizujin.
There's an issue. There's
well, it
issue.
Said it's Ultra.
As far as I know, this was not in the series, in either series.
Oh, okay, so then this doesn't count.
This was an actual toy.
So it's a concept.
Thank Christ this never showed up.
It's an original
concept. The problem that they came across was that Dolph Lundgren would not lend his services to the show, so the Megazord just couldn't happen, Shane.
Actually, I read that Dolph Lundgren was the one that came up with this idea.
I know, yeah. You can find that true fact in Facts of the Dolt.
Whatever.
Seth,
I would say next,
hey, Bill,
but there's nothing else to go to because it's so good.
Seth.
Hey, Bill, you know how we've been trying to figure out what we're doing in April? I think I may have figured that episode out.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Seth.
Hey, what?
Remind me in 2 weeks when we do this shit again to buy a bottle of whiskey.
No, I think there was like one other one after this.
Or some rum.
Was there one other one after this?
I was about to say, maybe if I remember.
Or rumski.
No, you don't mix.
No, I don't mean next,
like
but I mean.
No!
No.
You gotta grade it, Shane. You gotta grade it, Shane.
We need a raid ultimate.
Oh, that awesome Dolph Lundgren mega awesome super megazord? Let's go with a 4. I like that.
Okay.
I like that.
Because it's got the rocket, the two shuttles, and the Megazord.
Yeah.
That's 4 awesome parts.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's got Titanus. Ooh. But they took his head off.
Yes.
I'll go 4.3.
Okay.
I give it a Shane's Christmas out of 5.
Is that a five?
No. That's most certainly
that's
not
a gift
five.
That Shane would love.
That's a gift that Shane would love.
Then it gets
that's
a two.
That's a five out of five he
nope,
just dropped.
Then it gets a two. I was meaning this past
well,
Christmas.
Shit, that means I need to bump up the score, so that's a 4.5.
Oh,
I
shit.
Give it a 2.5.
Thank you, Scott.
Because it's got too
would
much
you give it
shit.
It,
thank you, Scott.
I gave it a 4.5. It's sitting at a 3.46.
Oh, we are so now on Ultra Mega Voyager.
Ultra.
Guess what that means?
It's an Ultra Dice.
Yes!
Oh, shit! Oh, wait.
It's the
it's
same
that
goddamn
no,
thing with
that,
the wings
it's
now!
It's that dumb one, though.
Yeah.
3.5.
Once again, this was a toy concept.
Oh. 3.4.
Yeah. Yeah, that marks it down quite a bit. That.
It's not the ultimate.
It's true. It's not.
3.4.
Yep. Is Nick giving it a 0?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, so oh, Bill's giving it a 3.4.
Me and Bill are giving it a 3.4.
Okay.
I'm giving it a deuce.
8 more of these terrible pictures to go through.
As soon as we get a score for this.
2.46. Moving on.
And we are on the final run. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's see these 8. Co-op pictures.
Oh, wow. They look so amazing, these toys. The one on the left at least looks normal, but the other two not so much.
I'll play with the one on
Nick,
the left.
I need you to do me a favor. You got to bring down that energy. You're way too riled up, man.
I know.
You're too
right?
excited. You're
Next.
Too excited.
It's so amazing.
Dude, shoot that guy over there.
Does he get a fucking laser cannon
yes.
now?
He does.
Yeah, he gets a laser. All right,
that's kind of neat. But we didn't see the laser cannon. We saw a sword. And that's right, a sword, because he likes to stay here and fuck shit up with it instead of being gay with you and father.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Some, they ate fish sticks.
Some your
He's
highness
like,
are
you eating fish sticks?
But no, he had a sword. Yes, he had
he
a
has
sword
no dick.
And a shield.
He has no dick.
Julian has no dick.
Julian has no dick.
next.
Oh, I love well, that movie.
That we're
I love that fucking movie.
Yeah, it's
next.
Good.
I think I got him.
I don't know. Did I get him? The fuck if I know.
This dude does seem to be looking like, what's going on now?
I would point, but as you can see, I have no fucking fingers.
It's true. He does it. He's got gun fingers.
Next.
So,
and now he's wearing his sunglasses.
Hey. Spot the leader.
At night.
I'm the leader. You stay back there.
You stay back there.
But that's not the leader. The
oh, he's the leader now.
Mac.
He's the leader now.
I'm pretty sure that's not how that works.
Oh, that's how it works.
Not with the Zords.
I feel like this episode we were reviewing like Transformers or something. Like,
pretty close.
Next.
I don't know.
In fact,
I
now that
like
I think
we were
about it,
I felt
this
like we were
show
fun with the Daizuji.
That might have been what was going on that was messing me up this episode. This show isn't like the other Rangers where there's 5 or 6 different things that come together to form something. These guys were already what they were. They're spaceships that transform just like I was watching the Transformers
mm-hmm.
cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cuz the blue one, that's the shuttle they fly around in.
Yep. And it turned
it's just that pieces of a Zord becomes some of the other extra.
Yeah, they're all their own little shuttles mm-hmm. that fly around, and then yeah. they just form into these. Mm-hmm. I do remember that now. They're all just shuttles and
yes.
spacecrafts that they're transformers.
Yeah, no, nobody has an individual that
I
forms
mean,
one
or two
silver,
of them. One or two
guy.
Of them come together, but it's not. It's still not the same. Like the other shows that we watch, there's like 5 or 6 guys, and then they combine together, and that creates the themed giant thing. That might be exactly what was kind of boring me.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Next.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
He's about to fly the fuck up out of here.
No, he's
or
not.
Or fly down.
He's gonna flip over and it's crash into the ground.
I'm sorry, but that would be amazing.
He just starts flying down.
Up, bump it up.
The ground.
Yeah, the yellow one. Fuck, look out. Here he comes. Jump. Okay. Underground.
Did I jump, do it you right? Twat!
Next.
Oh, yeah. See?
Yeah, yeah. See? That was this, and then it would transform and become that, and this guy was this, and he would just transform and become that. It was kind of weak.
I agree. This is very weak.
Because like, this is the entire bottle, the body, all of it, and that's the head. It just comes off and it lands and then it's done. That's their Megazord. That's all it was. It was a transformer.
They're lucky that
I had energy going into this.
They're
episode.
Lucky that this show it's actually got I'm the ratings that they wanted to keep Power Rangers going after they they got rid of Dolph Lundgren's ideas.
I know. Damn. Next.
All four Zords or Robos.
Yeah,
they all kind of remind me of Jackie Bryant on how much he sucks.
Oh, don't be a hater.
You know what would have been the greatest picture ever? If in the next picture there were explosions everywhere.
There's no next picture. Thank Christ.
Oh.
So who won that one?
Then Seth could have been
the audience. At about 46 minutes in.
Seth could have been like,
when Nick lost his shit.
Explosions.
That's who won this, Scott.
Well,
the audience.
It was easily one of my favorite parts of this show that we have ever done in my entire life as we were talking about Ride Man.
Yeah.
We were like 30 images in. Nick was so done. He was like, I'm fucking done with this guy. And the next picture, he's going off a ramp and there's explosions. And Seth goes, Yeah! Explosion!
Mr. Goodwill Rider.
Nobody can beat Goodwill Rider.
Oh, shit. That was fun. You know, next
we're recording another one of these.
Next we talk about the Amazons.
Yeah. I'm really glad we're not recording another episode of this because three of you would be talking in high pitch.
Rider Amazons.
Well, Amazon. Amazons was... the Amazon Prime
series. Yeah, it's true, because there's going to be, because names, yeah. Names, just, those are
just,
fun.
It's just a shame that we're not, doing another one.
Names. I will rip your leg off and beat you to death with it, Shane.
You mean kind of like how there was Sentai Turbo and then Sentai Car Ranger, and then we all kind of got confused? Well, a couple of us here.
This one is a little more extreme. This one is a little more extreme. If I'm not mistaken, it's like Kamen Rider Amazon. Then there's Kamen Rider Amazons.
Yeah, Amazons is
like,
this previous year. Yeah,
yeah. That makes the names a lot more difficult. It's like it's like a Wii or a Wii U. That's adding one letter should not be enough to rename.
Yeah.
So we're done here.
See, that's why there was the Nur attachment. Remember?
And we're done here. Good night, everybody.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So, check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.